It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenias.
Hey, welcome back. You know, maybe you drive like a little old lady is no longer an accurate term. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor here. Just for fun, we were going over the news recently, and Fast Harry pointed this out to me, and it was just amazing. It's a heck of a story. 81-year-old Shirley Vane from Boise, Idaho, recently drove her 2000 Corvette in a road rally at 166 miles per hour. And we thought this is a great story about, you know what, everybody's got a bucket list and you just don't stop and you talk about the passion of life and what cars bring to the table. Boy, this nothing could exemplify it better than this. Shirley, welcome to the Car Doctor. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you. It's very nice of you to invite me. And I love the little old lady from Pasadena. They were playing that when I was making my run. And so that was kind of fun.
I mean, is this, you know, did you get out of bed one day and say, I want to do 166 miles an hour in my Corvette? Or is this a lifelong passion for you, automobiles and racing? What's the story here?
No, I had never raced before. And last year, we were up in Sun Valley for the Sun Valley Road Rally, which happens to be, it's a charity event. And they have set it up 6 years ago. And what it is it's a no-speed limit road. And it's actually the main highway going out of Ketchum, Idaho. And they close it down, and they let one car at a time drive it as fast as the car can go or as fast as the driver can go. And I just thought that might be kind of fun to find out how fast I could go. I knew the vet could go pretty good, but I didn't know what I could do.
Well, do you think the vet could have gone faster, or was 166 it?
166.3 was it. I had my foot on the floor.
You had your foot on the floor, and it wouldn't do no more, as they say, right?
That's correct.
In your younger days, for lack of a way to put it, I mean, was there a hot rod in your path somewhere?
Well, you know, in the 50s, of course, girls in my town, you got your driver's license, but you drove your folks' car, but you had to find a boyfriend that had the right roadster or hot rod or something. And I had a boyfriend who had a 40 Ford sedan, and I used to get to drive that once in a while, and once in a while might pick up a drag, you know, a two-block drag with somebody,
right?
And that was about it.
Yeah, and I mean, where do you go with this? What do you drive every day, Shirley? Corvettes? Is that the car of choice now?
Well, this is our third Corvette. We've had a 80, an 89, and now the 2000. And our year-round car is a Ford Explorer. And we have a classic, a 1973 Lincoln Mark IV that we bought in early 74, and it's still sitting in our garage.
Wow.
So it's our baby.
Yeah. And if the Corvette was able to go faster than 166, would you want to take it there?
I'm planning on doing the run next year and hoping for 175. And we have to do some tweaking on it.
Yeah,
we have
sure. Yeah.
Our friend Brent Ruhl, who got us into this and invited us last year to go see it, he owns Restoration Rods here in Eagle, Idaho, and he works on our car. And so he's going to do some tweaking on it and see if we can get 175 next year.
Now, there's a YouTube video of this, I understand?
Yes, there is. A gentleman named, his last name's Stradman, I believe it is. And he put one out there. It's all over. And If you go to 81-year-old grandmother drives 166 miles an hour, you'll come across it. And YouTube. And also, my daughter set up a Facebook page. It's called Go Granny Go Corvette. And you can see the run on that. And we are also waiting. I had three cameras on my car when I made the run, and we are waiting for those videos to show up, and we'll
post those on YouTube.
Putting them on there.
Yeah, wow, really cool. Listen, my spies tell me that as they research this, that perhaps Southern California in the 50s, is that where you grew up? Is that true?
Yes, that is true. In the day of the... it was a great time to be a teenager, and Southern California is a great place to be one. You had, you had your car clubs, your roadsters, and you had your surfers, and it was just a fun time to be a teenager.
What was the first car you drove, Shirley? Do you remember? Everyday car, first car, your driver's license. What was it? What'd Dad have?
My folks had, I think it was a 1946 Oldsmobile 98.
Wow. Big car, right after the war.
A big car, and that was the one that I drove.
Right.
And
stick or automatic?
Automatic.
Okay, big car with an automatic back then. That was a little bit of a rarity, no?
I think it was a 46. It was in there somewhere.
Right.
48, might have been a 48 or something,
right.
But it was in there somewhere. I do know it was an Oldsmobile 98.
Now, did you learn to drive stick, or has it always been automatics?
I have driven stick, but it's all been automatic. And my 2000 C5 is an automatic.
Right.
That.
Now you're a grandma, so that means you have grandchildren.
I'm actually a great grandma.
Okay,
I've been married 55 years.
Okay,
we have three children, two boys and a girl. We have three grandchildren, two girls and a boy, and we have one great grandson.
And what do they think of Granny?
They love it. They're excited. All but one of my children were at the road rally, and we all had these bright chartreuse T-shirts that had Go Granny Go all across the back of it. And as I say, up in the spectators area, the guy that ran the music up there, he was playing, as you started out your show, the little old lady from Pasadena. And it was all a lot of fun, and it was for a great cause. It's the Blaine County Community Drug Coalition. And one of the gentlemen who is very interested in cars, David Stone, he owns the Sun Valley Auto Club. He got together with them and came up with the idea of a fundraiser, and let's open up the road and have a no speed limit, and anybody who wants to pay the fee to run it, let them go.
I can't help but think that, if one of your, if it was 30 years ago and we were street racing, not that that ever happened, but I could see the scenario of your car so slow I could put my grandmother in my car and she could beat you and you'd be the driver. I could see that happening. Shirley, stay put for a minute. I want to hold you over. I'm Ron Anini and the Car Doctor, and we'll both be back right after this.
I stopped off at the Quick Sack for some beer and cigarettes. The old man took my money as he stared at my Corvette. He said I had one just like her son in 1963. Till a man down at the bank took her from me.
Welcome back. Ron and Annie in the car, doctor here. Shirley Vane. Am I pronouncing the last name correctly, Shirley?
Yes, you are.
You know, right. I'm glad you stuck around. I just wanted to finish up. You know, it's a heck of a story, and I want to tell you, I'm really proud to get to talk to you that, you know, here you are at this point in the game, and on your bucket list, you've accomplished something that few people would dare to dream, and I want to commend you for it. Real quick before I let you go, if you had your choice of any Corvette to drive, would you want to take a 2014 out and see what it'll do?
Oh, I would love to take a 2014 out and see what it would do. As a matter of fact, we have three couples, friends of ours, who are on a plane right now heading back to the Corvette place to pick up their brand new 2015s.
Wow. Wow.
So that's pretty exciting, too. I can't wait to see them.
I mean, listen, I'm no genius, but I can just see the TV ad. You know, here's Shirley Vane standing in front of a brand new Corvette talking about the 166-mile-an-hour run, and, you know, underneath the caption reads, Corvette, you're just never too old. And, you know, you know, it's just, I don't know, maybe I should be in advertising, but then again, maybe Chevrolet's got a better idea. I just think it would sell a lot of cars.
I don't know, but it would be great. It would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's what cars are, right? Listen, yeah. Shirley, Harry has your email address, and we can communicate with you. Would you keep us posted when you're going to do the 175-mile-an-hour run? And would you also let us know when the Facebook or the YouTube videos are up of the cameras on the car? We'll make sure we announce it here on air, and let's stay in touch over the coming months, okay?
That would be great. I'd appreciate it, and thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, you're very welcome. You take good care of yourself. My best.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Boy, you know, it's like I said at the beginning, folks, just for fun, here's something a little different. You know, you talk about having a bucket list and going out there and doing it. That's the kind of can-do attitude that, you know, we all need to get a little bit of an injection of from time to time.